Hi.
Hello.
My name is Tom Mayette, and I'm from Midnight Oil, which is a company in Newcastle, Maine. And you might think I may have selected the wrong line, sitting in the middle, in the not committed.
Speaking of which, I think after this we go back to proponents, just for those who are waiting.
Okay. Like the two presidents of Down East and Dead River before me, I think in reading this bill, and like them, I've only had a couple of days to look at this myself. The principal objection I might have to this is that the state is directing electricity as the solution to the demand side of this equation for wind. And I understand why that is in this bill, because listening today, I can understand that so much of whether or not wind is going to make sense is how do we generate demand? Because it sounds to me like selling that wind energy, the electricity, is not going to be an option. But I will stand before you today to say that I am an oil company that heats with electricity. We have two geothermal heat pumps installed in our property and do offer as a solution to all of our customers alternative energies, including electricity, and can stand here and say before you that they are economically, in terms of a return on investment over 5 years, economically viable solutions today. There will be demand for electric heat, and in deference to all of my friends at MEMA, and I'm a member of MEMA myself, so I'm sure I'm going to hear about this the next time I go to the meeting. What we object to, and what we agree to, is the state should not tell a company to become like Midnight Oil. The state should allow that to happen naturally in the process of competition. And whether I survive or whether I do not survive now is the risk that me and my partner is taking, and not something that the state is telling us to do. But that being said, because we are diversified, it has made us a stronger company. We do believe that in the long term, oil would become less and less of a solution in the marketplace. And I want to point out, and this is the reason why I've decided to stand up in front of you and talk, if this bill does come into play, if we do pass some form of legislation which does streamline the permitting process for wind, and we do produce energy by wind, and we do need to have increased demand to reduce that cost, and therefore we do need to have electric homes. The challenges that face geothermal-like technologies must be addressed as well through legislation. And those are, on the retail level, access to capital, because they need to make upfront investments. And many of our customers know full well that their cash flow could remain neutral while they paid off a geothermal device, but they don't have access to the capital on the retail level to actually purchase that device. There are issues with appraisals and values with banks, and that affects access to capital. A lot of those demand technologies are not yet recognized as increasing the values of home. There's a whole host of issues on the retail level that if demand is such an important part of the success of this bill in whatever shape it takes, then we need to work with that as well. We need to come up with legislation on that as well to support the Maine homeowner so that they can have an opportunity to make this transition. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yep.
Do we have any questions? Looks like you're up.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.